Good morning, Robbo. How are you?
I'm well. I got to say, you are looking fab. What's going on? Oh. You've got a glow. It's you're looking terrifically fit.
Thanks for noticing. Well, it's a Feb fit, and it's the 10th of February today, and it's been 10 days since my last drink. So I have been sober and not drinking any alcohol.
But that's great. Well done. Are you feeling good for it?
I feel so good. I feel like the fog has gone from my head.
Right.
And my skin is looking good, I think.
Wow. No, yeah, it is. Yeah.
Like it's, I'm definitely feeling much better.
Well,
so thank
well done you.
So
Feb Fit. Now, talking of fitness, one of the great things that people always talk about, of course, is drinking fresh juice. And juice is what we're looking at today.
I'm so glad you said that, because juice has been my saviour during Feb Fit. So I'm going to put it out there, but I'm saying fresh is best, right?
Yeah.
Especially orange juice.
Yes, definitely.
And there are some fabulous places that do fresh orange juice really well here.
Mm-hmm.
And my number one favourite is the Bendigo Farmers Market.
Right.
And great news for listeners, actually, the Bendigo Farmers Market is on every second Saturday of the month.
Yeah.
And this is the second Saturday of the month.
Oh, right. Okay.
So you can get your fresh orange juice on Saturday. The Old Green Bean Cafe.
Yes.
Do a fabulous fresh orange juice, and Edward's Providor as well.
Okay.
Because I can't handle any of that concentrate, you know, the stuff, you know, the packaged stuff. I want the fresh. I want the oranges squeezed in front of me. I want them picked off the tree and squeezed in front of me.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I can, and I don't drink a lot of juice. I do drink a lot of grape juice.
Yes.
Red variety comes out of a bottle.
Even
you know.
In Feb Fit, are you drinking a lot of grape juice?
Yes.
But everything in moderation, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But I'm walking. I did 5Ks yesterday.
Well done you.
Every day doing a little bit. So, but yeah, I would agree that the fresh OJ is simply the best.
Yeah.
No question.
Totally. I don't even mind a little bit of pulp in there. That's okay.
Oh, that in orange juice, I think that's okay.
Yeah. Well, it's like a bit of sustenance and a bit of, you know, fibre.
What about some of the fancy pants juices that are around the place that you can get, you know?
Well, my favourite, I mean, I think we do need to do a little nod to Janine Ellis, who really kicked off the Fancy Pants juice market with her Boost juice.
Mm-hmm.
She really got the juice off the off and running, didn't she?
Yep.
So my kids love their Boost juice. They love, and it's, you know what I like about it is it can be a lunch. Like you can totally, like, it's like a meal in a, I like the Gym Junkie one.
Gym Junkie.
Especially when I'm doing Feb Fit.
Yeah.
But the other one, the local one I love, is Whole Foods. They do Fancy Pants juice really well, and they're in Littleton Terrace, and they do a great job.
But, you know, some Fancy Pants juice, seriously, you know, celery.
I know. Beetroot. Why would you drink beetroot? That's just wrong.
I mean, the only way you can eat beetroot is maybe hidden in a burger somewhere.
Yeah. And kale. Like.
Nah.
I know green is good, but really?
That is just, I think the technical word in my vocab for that is bulltish.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for Fancy Pants juice, you can go to Whole Foods. They probably don't have to always put the kale in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there are nice Fancy Pants juices as well. You know, certainly. The other thing too, want to talk about, what's this bubble tea?
It's like a phenomenon that has taken off in Bendigo big time. Like, it's been in Melbourne for a little while, and there's, like, you know, lots of little shops that, and basically you don't need much space. It's like a little hole on the wall.
Yeah.
So bubble tea is like, so it's a tea-based drink that has a tapioca pearl, like tapioca.
Tapioca?
Tapioca, yes.
What's that?
They're edible, like they're little edible pearl drop thingy.
I remember as a kid, tapioca pudding.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't eat any tapioca pudding. Mm. But it actually originated in Taiwan.
Yeah.
And in the early 80s. So it's actually been around for quite some time, but it's just taken off here in Australia.
Wow, okay.
My kids adore it. Now, you can have it with like 100% sugar, 50% sugar, 75% sugar. Pretty much it's got a lot of sugar. I'm not sure it fits into our FebFit kind of, you know.
No, but it does sort of fit into the groovy juices and drinks that people like to get. Yeah,
it's definitely a trend.
Yeah.
But okay. I don't know. I've sort of tried it. That's like, I nearly choke on the little little tapioca pearls.
Oh, God.
But anyway.
Yeah. You haven't sold me on that.
No. There's a shop in Littleton Terrace the kids go to, Nora Tea, which they just adore.
Okay.
Now, they do make a mean dim sim on the other side as well with chilli. But that's for a conversation for another day and not in February.
I was going to say for another month. Yeah. All righty. Hey, listen, fantastic. Well, there you go, folks. There's some great places around our great city to get some juice and be it orange or fancy pants and maybe try that bubble tea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to go to the farmer's market on Saturday, though.
All right.
Fresh orange juice.
We'll catch you next week.
See you then. Bye.